Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's law, free from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Through faith and unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth? It will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. All praises to the Most High God of Israel. We want to say Shabbat Shalom to everyone that's listening. We want to say Shabbat Shalom to our people on Blog Talk Radio. We want to say welcome to another episode of The Sounds of Living Water. We want to say Shabbat Shalom to our family that's viewing on Facebook. We want to say Shabbat Shalom to you as well. So, today, we're dealing with the firmament. We're still dealing with the firmament. Why? Because, you know, He didn't just create something and it was just bland. It has a lot of attributes to it. It has a lot of things listening, you know, things that belong to it. And when we read those things that belong to it, we find out that it wasn't just something that He put together. You know, it wasn't just something He threw together. It was a living entity. It is a living entity, I should say. It has enormous power. It has ginormous power. I mean, it's immeasurable, the power that it holds. And what it can do to any planet in our solar system, any planet in the universe, any planet in the cosmos. It can do anything to any one of those planets at any time, except break the law, because it was created in a law. It was created in absolute truth. And that's the thing. We have to realize that the firmament, when it was created in absolute truth. So what we're going to do is we're going to get ready to go into this precept, but first we're going to have to pray in. We're going to pray in, and then we're going to read a scripture, and then we're going to open up this here precept, because it is the Word of God. And when you understand what He's doing with the firmament, you understand what He's doing with those things that belong to Him. So, with that being said, I want to say Shabbat Shalom to my lovely real brand, Serene Israel. She is on deck.
Shabbat Shalom, King Priest. Shabbat Shalom, family. Happy Sabbath.
Amen. And what we're going to do, we're going to ask our brothers and sisters, if you can uncover your heads, and sisters, if you can cover your heads, as we approach the Father. Amen? Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts among us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and kindness upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their children and their family. And Father, have mercy and send forth your Holy Spirit and give us a mind to perceive and ask to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and the faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on them and hear us and send forth your Holy Spirit upon them as well and give them too a mind to perceive and ask to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and faith to perform. In Jesus' name we pray, for your mercies endure forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Psalms 118 and verse 1 reads, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endures forever. Let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endureth forever. I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in men." In man.
Amen.
It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. I have read Psalms 118, verses 1 through 9. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Okay, well, let's get started. Let's start this in Genesis chapter 1, because like I said, we're dealing with the creation, and we're dealing with the firmament. Now, we're going to touch on some things that belong to the fourth day, but that's only because they exist in this now. So in order for us to just deal with the things that's before that exist in the now, we have to touch on those things that I created in the fourth day. We're not going into the fourth day. Shalom, Sister Belinda. We're not going into the fourth day. We are going to stay second day, which is the firmament. Now, what we're going to do, we're going to start this in Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1 in verse 1, and we're going to read to verse 6. And just remember this, our brothers and sisters, we're dealing with the creation all the way into the 14th day, God willing, we live. I'm telling you, these things, what he's done in the creation is, it's not a word to even comprehend. It's not a word in our vocabulary that can to even comprehend the things or to express what he's done in the creation. None. So, let's get into this. Genesis chapter 1, and let's read this down to verse 6. No, verse 8. When you receive it, read.
Amen. Genesis 1 and verse 1 reads, "In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day."
Now, we already dealt with those things. We already covered the first day. You know, in the beginning, God heaven, earth, water, the face of the deep, form and void, light, darkness, even in the morning, and the first day. We cover those things. Those things is ginormous. Why? Because those things belong to him. And those things, when he created those things, they wasn't just for blasé. He created those things. When you really research the things that he did in the first day, they the foundation of everything that exists now. Everything that exists now. So it was, it took us, it seemed like forever to get through the first day. But it was, it's well worth its while. So if you never heard that, I'll feel free to go to blog, Sound of Living Waters, Blog Talk Radio, and pull up the episodes. You'll find that that information is there. Continue.
Amen, Genesis 1 and 6. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters.
Now, he said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters. What waters? The waters that was on the earth in the first day. So he got water there. And we, through scripture, we found that this water is eternal. Not only is it eternal, but it gives life to everything. Everything it touches, it brought life to it. So, and even a witness to that, even to this day, is that it can rain in the middle of the desert and life will appear. Just like that. Not just life, but I mean life, animals, fish, I mean, things just start appearing. So this is that water that was in the first day. He separated from the waters that was on the earth. Those waters that was on the earth, before he separated it, they're not called oceans. They're called seas. It's no such word as ocean in the Word of God. That's another term like Neptune, Poseidon, Aquaman. Those terms belong to that. We're not using the term ocean. And in fact, when you look up the word ocean, it's a devil. Be honest about it. It is a devil. So you don't even want to use that term ocean at all. When he said when he separated the waters, he separated the sea. So when Solomon built the temple of God, we're not going into those scriptures. We covered that in previous precepts. He separated, he put the sea above the ox, above the 12 oxen that was facing north, south, east, and west. So the water that's above the firmament is called seas. And the same power that you see on the sea is the same power that's bounding the firmament. That's what it is. Amen. Continue.
Amen. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 7 reads, and God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second.
So when you speak of heaven, you have to classify it. You almost have to articulate what part of heaven is he referring to. Is he referring to the earth because he referred to the earth as heaven? Is he referring to 1/100th of a second off of the earth when you jump into this thing that's in between us, right, that we can't see? That's referred to as the firmament. And he said that there, he said he called that heaven. And he also referred to what we call now our galaxy, universe, and cosmos, where all the planets are. And we're talking about trillions of planets. Trillions, you see. So when we're talking about that, he put all of that in the firmament. So the firmament has power beyond our comprehension, period. You know, and I asked the question, I said, you know, people want to tell you that the earth was a Big Bang accident, and I'm here to tell you that, well, if you could tell me that, if you could tell me that all these things is a Big Bang accident, then you have to tell me how much power it took to fire up the sun. Because the firmament housed the sun. Not only do it house the sun, it controls the sun. It don't just have it up there. It actually has physical control of it because that's its job. Like I said, the firmament itself is a living entity. It is a living entity, and it's invisible. Go figure. Why God created it invisible? I don't know. It's written that it's invisible because he said he created those things that are visible and invisible. And we always refer to the invisible part as the angels and so forth, you know, but no, man, the firmament is invisible. So he referred to that too. So this belong, these things belong to it. And so when we start getting to these things, we start understanding exactly how much God, the God of Israel, put into this work. Amen. So let's read verse 6 again.
Genesis 1 and 6 reads, and God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the water.
Okay, so now we're going to look up this word firmament, you know, because we don't believe in leaning to our own understanding. We let the word of God speak for itself, and then we define the words that belong to the firmament. Amen? So it says this. It says, the apparent surface of the imaginary sphere on which a celestial body appears to be projected. So we can't see this thing called imagination. You and I can because it's in between our ears, but someone else, they can't see it unless you articulate it, and then it become a part of their imagination. But until it's brought forth, it's invisible. Everything that we have right now was invisible before it was brought forth. What do you mean? Cars, houses, everything. Everything that exists now, before it became in existence, it was a blueprint. It was already created. It just hadn't been formed. But it was already created. Or else it don't exist. So let's look at this a little further. It says, a celestial sphere toward which the sun, the solar system, appear to be moving related to the fixed stars. Now, so the firmament, according to this definition, the firmament is moving. We're going to prove that through the word of God. The firmament is actually moving. So let's look at this word, sphere. Amen?
Amen.
Sphere. Mathematics, a three-dimensional surface, all points of which, forgive me, mathematics. So first of all, the firmament was created in a numeral system. 1 + 1 = 2. So the firmament is an absolute truth. It's an absolute truth, even though we can't see it. It's an absolute truth to itself that it will never break the laws that belong to itself. You see, like a cow would never eat flesh. That's the absolute truth. That's a law to itself. So that's a witness that the firmament is a law to itself and is bound by absolute truth. Like we all, you know, I constantly bring this up. 1 + 1 = 2. That's the absolute truth. You can't deny it. We can't change anything that belongs to that. The other thing is 1 + 1 = 3 is a lie. It's a lie, which brings forth what? Judgment that it's a lie. So this is the problem with people. They don't want to say that the creation is an absolute truth, because if it's an absolute truth, that means that something had to create it, a being or something that gave it consciousness, because truth is a derivative of consciousness. That means you have to be able to discern right from wrong. So this is that thing. Also, it says this. It says, once again, in mathematics, it says this. Shalom, Isaiah. Grace and peace. Happy Sabbath. It says this. Mathematics, the three-dimensional surface, all points on which the equivalence from a fixed point. So what it does is the firmament is in a circle. What do you mean from a fixed point? From the point that it starts, it returns back to that point. So the firmament actually house all the planets, which are trillions. Let's look. We're not just talking about the little air or little space that we see before our eyes. It also houses the universe, which houses trillions of stars. So all these trillions of stars are being rotated in a circle. Every planet in the cosmos, not just our, we live in our universe just happen to be one. You got millions and billions of universes, but our universe, our planet, and our solar system, they are spinning according to the firmament because the firmament is rotating. It's moving. It's not still. We're going to read that too, according to the law. It's bound by the law that it's going to move in a circle, and it continues. What do you mean? We have a witness to ourselves. It's wintertime now, and it's going to be summer. And then it's going to be winter. Then it's going to be summer. That's around and around and around, just like time. Time is bound by the firmament itself. I'm not saying the firmament gave life to time because the firmament was created in eternity, which was created before it. So therefore, but by it being created in eternity, it's not bound by time. It binds time. That thing, that's what we're looking at. The firmament is way more than what we've been giving an eye to, man. We got to really get... God is doing things. He is really doing things when it comes to his creation, and we're not giving it enough credit. What do you mean? I'm looking at the solar system and our own solar system, right? We got nine planets. And remember now, this thing is bound by mathematics, right? So we got nine planets in our solar system. Shalom, James. Grace and peace, bro. Glad you're here. You want to hear this. Happy Sabbath. Look, our solar system is bound by nine planets. Now, once again, it says sphere. It says mathematics in a three-dimensional surface, all points of which is equivalent from a fixed point. So the firmament is bound by mathematics, right? Our solar system is bound by mathematics. What do you mean? You got Venus, Mercury. Okay, well, we got nine planets in our solar system. I can't call them all off. I'm not that big-headed. But we got nine planets in our solar system. In our numeral system, we have nine. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. 10 don't exist. It goes back to one. You just add a zero to that, which is nothing. That's another conversation God gave us concerning the firmament. He put the firmament... He put heaven in nothing. He had to create nothing first to put all these things in it. I mean, who think of that? We don't read that in the law. It also says this. So I'm looking at these planets, right? These planets is all rotating. All of the planets is rotating like this, except for two. Venus and Neptune. Neptune was spinning like this on an axle, right? But guess what? Venus actually spins clockwise like this, which is indicative of time. He's showing us that even in the firmament, the planets are bound by time. So now we look at this here. So you say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, right? Well, how many months does it take for a woman to give birth? 9 months, right? Time. 9 plus 9 is 18. 1 plus 8 is 9. Man is given 8 days to work, right? Then the circumcision. Then here come the Father's kingdom. On the 9th day in the creation, that's when the Passover come down. 14 and 9 are a conjunction. They are bound together. So when 9 pop, here come the Father. That's eternal, man. 8 is the circumcision, and we can't take part in the Passover unless we're circumcised. Hence the great white throne judgment. If we didn't come up in the first resurrection, that's another conversation for another time. But to bring up the speed of the firmament and how it's bound by time is another thing. So we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Then we look at the numeral system. 9 is the only number in the numeral system that coexists with every number on the numeral system. Every one. In multiplication, you can use 9 to come up with every numeral in the numeral system. So yes, it is mathematically bound. It's bound by math because math is an absolute truth. It says also, it says a celestial body, the sky, appearing as a hemisphere to the observer. It says spirit of heavens. It says any series of concentric transparent, so the firmament is invisible. It's transparent. We can't see it. This is the firmament right here. Everything that the space between your hand and your face is the firmament right there. The birds is flying in a firmament. They fly in the air, right? So it's transparent. It's invisible. God created invisibility when he created, because nothing is invisible. But nothing has power to carry everything. We can't even put a number on the power of nothing. Not thinking about those things, but God did, right? And it says this. It says a series of concentric, transparent, revolving globes that together were once thought to contain the moon, the sun, the planets, and the stars. Of course it is. Of course it do. You see, and what do you mean a revolver? You know, like some of us, you know, we like that sexy, you know, 9mm and, you know, Glocks and stuff like that. Brothers like me figure, you know, hey, 357 is you can't go wrong because it'll never jam. It'll never jam, right? But guess what it has? It's a revolver. You can spin that chamber. That's what it does. It's a spinning organism. It's rotating. It's spinning. The firmament is moving. We can't see it, but it's moving. And what else it says? It says this. It says a range of power and influences. Why? Because it's influencing every planet in the cosmos, every planet in the universe, every planet in our solar system. Every planet is round in our solar system. We only have a couple of them that's a 360 completely, but that's because of the atmosphere itself. We really don't know because the atmosphere, the clouds that's above the planet, won't allow us to see through it because they moisture. Once again, the water generated, when he separated the waters from the waters, it gave life to all of that. Even those planets that we can see in our solar system, they have clouds. You know, they don't have clouds like we see it, but they definitely do. You see, and the other thing is, I was looking at Saturn and Uranus. They got hurricanes. If they got hurricanes, then that mean they got wind. That mean where's the wind coming from? Why is it a hurricane? Hurricanes are a spinning tornado on water. So they have hurricanes Well, now, let me reiterate that. Let me rephrase that. There are hurricanes on Saturn the size of the Earth. And they're spinning. Where did the rotation come from? The firmament. That's where it came from. They have, well, let me reiterate that. On Neptune, which is water, once again, but it's not the water, drinking water as we know it, but it's water. And it says this. It says that it also have wind, and it also have hurricanes. The wind on Saturn, I think, is 1,200 miles an hour. We couldn't even exist in that. We never seen wind above 200, maybe 300 miles an hour. But the wind and on these planets can exceed 1,200 miles an hour. That's faster than the speed of sound on this Earth. It's generated by the firmament in rotation. The wind on Venus is what? 600 miles an hour? That's the speed of a jet. It's almost as fast as the speed of sound. But the speed of sound, it says this. Also on, I think it's Neptune, this wind on Neptune is up to 1,000 miles an hour. That's faster than the speed of sound in our planet. On our planet, it's faster than the speed of sound. That's beyond our comprehension. God created that. That's not a goof. That's real. We can put our hands on it. We can go get a telescope and look at it. And we want to say, there is no God. No, man. If we say something like they said, a fool says there is no God. And I'm not one that will sit up there and look at things like this and say this is a goof. You know, they say the Big Bang Theory is a giant accident. Then how did you get absolute truth from there? How did you get time from there? How did you get 1 + 1 = 3 from that? That's the absolute truth. Time is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 360. That's a perfect circle, which make it an absolute truth. That had to come from consciousness. Now, we want to say it's aliens and all this whole type of stuff. If that's your dig, that's fine. Don't get me wrong. I'm into super sci-fi. I love that kind of stuff. But my thing is that before I give a credit to an alien or a Martian or something to that effect, I got to give it to God. Because I'm reading this Bible and it's testifying of those things. And it's saying, I created that firmament. I put that there. And I have proof that it's water up there because Pluto is a floating ice cube in our solar system that's revolving around the sun. Because the firmament is giving it its rotation. And let me reiterate this too. Our solar system is like a house in the grand scheme of things. Our galaxy is like a block on the Earth in the grand scheme of things. Our universe would be like a city in the grand scheme of things. This is what we're dealing with on this wise. So when we start talking about the firmament, man, we're not giving the Father and the Son his props. We're not listening, man. We got to really pay attention to this book. We really pay attention to it. That's why I'm not speedballing through it. When I read through it the first time, I speedballed through it. I was trying to get from Genesis to Revelation so I could say I read the Bible. Then I read it again, and then it hit me. Man, he's doing more than just one thing here. And when my brother Bowie talked of the creation, I said, man, it's way more to that. And by him opening up my head to that conversation, the Father was able to give me this conversation that I'm sharing with y'all right now. So now y'all can spread that conversation, man, that the Most High is the Most High. He's omnipotent, for real, for real. What else it says? A three-dimensional closed surface in every point on a surface is equivalent from a given point, the center. So how would I describe this? I would say it looked like a car tire. The center of it would be the earth. The tire would be the firmament. And outside the tire would be the water barrier. Outside of the water barrier would be heaven. And we don't have a measurement on heaven, man. He do, because we got a measurement here. Mathematics, he's saying that this thing is bound by math. So even the heavens is bound by math. That's why he said, if you can measure the heavens, then the children of Israel is cut off forever. Jeremiah was a testimony of that. So that's bound by math, which math, once again, is the absolute truth. I can't say that enough. Because an absolute truth make God existence. Without an absolute truth, there isn't any proof of consciousness. It says, what else? Okay, that's good. And clear that up. I want to pick up something else here. Let me see, spirit, I'm really moving into this. It says contain the moon and stars, right? And then go from there. All right, so let's go into circle, right? So it said it's a circle. So let's look at that. Circle, right? Because circle comes from spear. And the definition of a firmament is a spear. Or not a spear like a javelin, but a spear, like, you know, something like that. Anyway, it says a circle, right? So it says this, a plane curved everywhere. So people want to say the earth is flat. Well, the law is telling you, man, if you're a barber, every time you cut somebody's head, it's a circle in the back of the skull. It starts out like this. And we, you know, those of us is in the waves and stuff, we brush our head to that. To that growth, so we can get the waves, right? But it starts with the vortex in the back of your head, which is indicative that you are in the middle of a floating circle. It says, inquisitive from a given point or center, a planar region bound by a circle, something such as a ring shaped like a plane curve. It says, a singular or nearly course circuit or orbit, right? So now we found out that the firmament is a circuit, right? Let's look at that. Let's look at it from Job, right? Because when we look at Job, we always want to look at, he got the devil attacked him and all that. Man, okay, we got that. But when you look at his story, you find out that this dude was an astronomer. God taught him astronomy, right? And he was able to articulate astronomy with the three dudes that was there. And the young brother even was able to articulate astronomy as well. You see, so that thing too. So these brothers weren't just prophets. They were astronomers. Same thing as Daniel. Daniel was an astronomer. He watched the seasons and things like that. Ezekiel also, you know, so we got these brothers that are astronomers, right? So it says this in Job chapter 22, amen, Job chapter 22, and let's pick it up at verse 11.
Amen, Job chapter 22 and verse 11 reads, it says, are darkness that thou canst not see, and abundance of waters cover thee.
He's talking about not the water. What do you mean the abundance of water cover us? He's not talking about clouds. He's talking about that water that's above the cosmos. He's talking about the water that separated the waters that we refer to as seas. Remember now, I'm just trying to drive this home. Don't use the term ocean because that's a pagan deity. just like Neptune and Poseidon. Don't use that term. He's talking about this. Continue. He said, or darkness. Why? Because the sunlight, the law of the sun, is to give light upon the earth, not water. That's why when we look at when you swimming in a river, the further you go down, the darker it gets. When you're swimming in the sea, the further you go down, the darker it gets until it's almost pitch black. Even the fish in the bottom of the sea has managed, or God has given them lights. Some of the small fish, some of the big fish, they have lights on them because light isn't given to the water, it's given to the earth. So we have these super telescopes that are able to see billions of stars and billions of light years away. We can't see past the water that's above them, which is where heaven is. That's the law. Continue.
Job 22 and 12. Is not God in the height of heaven?
That's what we talk. He just said is water above that. Is not God there? God is above that water barrier. Continue.
And behold, height of the stars, how high they are. And thou sayest, how doeth God know? Can he judge through the dark cloud?
Can he see through the water? And some of us are saying that, you know, well, see, the water, because light don't penetrate water, when we teach in the creation, and when I read these things and I'm listening, I say, well, you know, I'm not going to put God in a box. If he created something, that means he got the power to shine through it. Continue.
Amen. 14. Thick clouds are a covering to him that he seeth not. And he walketh in the circuit of heaven.
He walked in the circuit of heaven. Once again, he used this term. He said he walked in the circuit of heaven. The circuit of heaven. So now, let's look up this word circuit. Because remember now, circuit was a derivative from circle. Amen? So let's look up this word circuit. And it says this. A closed. Look, if the earth was flat, then there would be a point of no return. If the earth was flat. But it's not. The earth is round, just like all the planets are in the cosmos, and all, even the firmament is round. It's indicative. Why? Because it formed it. It's all a part of it. I'm not dealing with the planets and the stars yet. That's on the fourth day. We're going to get into those things. It says, usually a circle line that goes around an object or an area. So the firmament is going around us. And you can feel it sometimes because the wind go right by you. You can look at your weather channel. The wind is always coming from the west. It's either bringing heat or it's bringing cold from the north, but it's always coming from the west, and it goes across the country, and then it goes to the east, and then it comes around. The water flow, the seas, when you look at the seas upon the earth, they're doing the exact same thing. They're moving in the same pattern. It says this. It's a region enclosed by such a line, a path or route, a complete transversal of which without local change of direction, requiring returning to the starting point. So it says this, without change. So this is why time is bound by God. This is why you have time bound by God. This is why time is also in the firmament, because time always returns, the seasons always return, the earth and the sun always return. Everything is spinning, man. The earth is spinning, Venus is spinning. Shalom, shalom, baby girl, grace and peace, Shabbat shalom. Venus is spinning. All these things are moving, and Saturn is spinning, Pluto is spinning, all our planets in our solar system is spinning, and they're also rotating around the sun, which is a circuit around the sun. See? So it says, a journey made on such a course, a closed path, followed by, a capable of being followed by an electric current. Wait! So now we see now, what do the firmament generate? Electricity. Electricity. What do you mean? This is why we have thunderstorms. This is why we have lightning strikes. That's why you have lightning on Neptune. That's why you have lightning on Saturn. Because the firmament house electricity. That's coming from the firmament. Like I said, the firmament is generating so much power. It's giving so much power. But we're not articulating the power because we take it for granted. You know, we wake up every day and we like, yeah, okay, yeah. But when you die, if you don't get into the kingdom of God, you'll never see it again. You'll never see it again. Because the word of God said at the great white throne judgment, heaven and earth fled away. So if we don't get through the great white throne judgment, if he don't pass over our sins, we'll never see it again. So we can't take these things for granted. The cold, the summers, the light, the clouds, the light of the day, air, water. We can't take none of those things for granted because God has the power to take them away from us for all time. It says this. It says, followed by an electric current, a configuration of electricality or electromagnetically connected to a component or devices. So now he's telling us that the firmament is magnetic. The firmament is magnetic. Well, that explains gravity. Every one of our planets in our solar system have a certain level of gravity to it. It don't have the same level of gravity as Earth do, but every last one of them have a certain level of gravity to it, even the moon. Man is able to walk on the moon, but they still bounce around. Boom, 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 boom. But it still has a level of gravity. It just don't have the gravity that the Earth contains. That thing. So when he gave the power to the firmament, he also gave it access to gravity. He gave it access to gravity. Read on. It says, number one, I'm going to read on. It says, regular or accustomed course from place to place. Case in point. All they do is do this. The firmament do this or this. However you want to look at it. Once again, Venus is rotating, but it's not rotating. It's not spinning like the sun. It's not spinning like the sun. It's rotating like the clock. And also, it's rotating clockwise. Venus is doing this. It's going around like this. It's not spinning like this, like the Earth is spinning like this. Go figure. And we want to sit up here and say, there is no God. And he's telling you, I created time. Look at that planet. It's indicative of a clock. And it's a perfect 360 planet. That atmosphere is a perfect 360. And once again, 3 plus 6 is 9. Are we listening? Let's go back to the scripts. Pick it back up at 14.
Amen, Job 22 and 14. Thick clouds are a covering to him that he seeth not, and he walketh in the circuit of heaven.
So heaven is a circle. Outside of the water barrier, heaven itself is a circle. So, and we can't put a gauge on heaven itself because it housed the entire cosmos, it housed everything. But he said it's in a circle. So the firmament is in a circle. Shalom, Stacy. Grace and peace in Jesus. And we're dealing with the firmament, the second day of the creation. So we're bringing up these things because when we start dealing with the scriptures, then you see why there's a hell, why he rained hell, why he bring a flood, why he bring tornadoes, and how they're generated because the firmament has the power to do it. And man don't have power over the firmament. Go to Psalms 19 and verse 6. And Psalms 19 and verse 6. In fact, let's pick it up at 1. Psalms 19 and 1. When you receive it, read.
Amen. Psalms 19 and 1 reads, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork."
See, that's what we're talking about, the firmament. The firmament is showing the handiwork of God. It is a beautiful conversation between God and us because it's an absolute truth. Continue.
Verse 2. "Day into day uttereth speech, and night into night showeth knowledge."
Why? Because the earth is bound by the firmament, which is moving in a circle. So night, if the sun rises on the east, sets on the west, and then the next day it rises at the east, sets on the west, and the people want to say the earth is flat. That don't even make sense. That's not even reasoning. It don't even make sense. It doesn't make sense to anything. Because if the earth is flat, there's a point of no return, and you will fall off because there's no gravitational pull. Remember that it's the circuit that brings the magnetic force of gravity. So if without it spinning, there's no such thing as gravity. So even the conversation of a flat earth is just, it's kind of simple. Because you can't even sustain it. It won't even, you can't sustain it. It doesn't make any sense. So once you get past saying, you know, hollering that it's a flat earth, then it becomes simplicity because you can't articulate it concerning the things that belong to God. Continue.
Amen. Psalms 19:3. "There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard."
Why? Because the whole planet is a witness of the firmament. The whole planet exists in the firmament. The whole world exists in the firmament. So we all are witness that it exists. That there's a thing called heaven. One hundredth of a second off this planet. The universe. The cosmos. Right up to that water barrier. Inside of that water barrier is trillions of stars, which just so happen to be planets, which just so happen to be spinning, which so happen to be alive. They're not dead stars. They are alive. They got things going on. Like our planets in our solar system, they got things going on. It ain't just like just there. You know, like, for instance, Saturn. Got the rings going around it, right? But then it got liquid hydrogen and it's moving around the planet like in a circle, right? Then it got hurricanes on there that's the size of the earth, and it got winds on it that's moving at about 1,200 miles an hour. That's beyond, you know. So it's doing things. It's not just stagnated like stale water. It's doing things. Continue.
Amen. Psalms 19:4. "Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun."
There it is. He set the tabernacle of the sun in the firmament because he started out talking about the firmament. And he said, and the heavens declare God's handiwork, and it has a speech on the God which make the firmament a living entity, like we said in the beginning of this precept. It's a living entity. Continue.
Amen. Psalms 19:5 reads, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoices as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven and his circuit unto the end of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul, and the testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple.
See that? So he said this. He said his going forth is from the end of heaven, which is right there at that water that's at the above. When you touch the end of heaven, which is that water barrier that's above the earth, which is above our cosmos or universe. And then it says right there, and then he said it's his going forth, so the firmament is a masculine. You know, like wisdom is feminine, right? He used that as a feminine entity. So the firmament is a masculine entity. His going forth, right? And then it says this. It says his circuit again, his circuit onto the end of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. What do you mean? The firmament can generate heat. You know why? Because it'll generate hailstones. Where do hailstones just come from? On fire. He destroyed Egypt with that. And they wasn't just little hailstones. The law says in Revelation, it says the size or the weight of 100 pounds apiece. So I'm raining 100-pound weight on a planet that's on fire. If it hit you, you dead. And I fired you up too. Not only did I just completely burst you into nothing, and I creamed you into particles, I also set you on fire to make sure that you wouldn't even live. If you thought you was going to live, I'm burning you up along the way. The firmament create that. The firmament give life to hailstones. And then it says this, it's bound by the law. The law of the Lord is perfect. 1 + 1 = 2. That's perfection. It's flawless. It can't be changed. Neither can it be altered. Because perfection, absolute truth, no flaws to it. Go to Ecclesiastes chapter 1:1. Ecclesiastes chapter 1, and pick it up in verse 1.
Ecclesiastes 1:1 reads, the words of the preacher, the son of David, king in Jerusalem.
So Solomon was a preacher. Go figure. So your preacher is supposed to be teaching these things as well. You know, okay, yeah, we the children of Israel. Okay, we get that. Whoop-de-doo. We get it. All right, so let's move around. What's to us? Because if we don't know what we're doing, what's the point of it? What's the point of knowing we Israel if we don't know or understand the power that comes with it? That we actually had the power to motivate the firmament. We can't control the firmament. We can motivate it. We can ask God to do something with it, like stop time, like Joshua did, like Moses did, stop time, or even go backwards 10 degrees. It didn't go back 12 degrees, it went back 10 degrees. One, boom, 10 degrees. So that's that thing we got to be conscious of, right? So your preacher, our preacher, is supposed to be teaching us these sorts of things. Excuse me. It's not about, you know, just teaching us the law, the law, the law, the law. It is. But it's all so much more to the law. Like this. This is bound by the law. The law of the Lord is perfect. Continue.
Amen. Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 2. Vanity of vanities, saith the preacher. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity. What profit hath a man of all his labor, which he taketh under the sun? One generation passeth away, and another generation cometh. But the earth abideth forever.
And they say the earth is going to be destroyed by climate control, geostorms, and and the climate being so ruined that Earth, man, look, the Earth is going to die forever. The Earth is billions of years old. Remember now, the Earth was created in the first day. It wasn't created in the third day. It was created in the first day. It was created before time. So when you look at, when they tell you that they got mountains and things like that, and they say that it was water on the mountains and things like that, like the Grand Canyon and Mount Everest and stuff like that, that is very true because the waters did cover it. And they say, well, you can see the rings, and then they pull up samples of the Earth from that area, and they say, whoa, this is like this. The oxidation here is billions of years old. That's very true because the Earth was created before there was time. I just say, you know, hey, if it's accurate, that's a good thing because they say the Earth is like 4.5 billion years old, give and take, right? All right, I received that, but then I also say that's as far as the instruments can take it. I say that too. I won't say that's the absolute truth. I say that's a ballpark. You can get as far as to say it's 4.5 billion years old. I'm okay with that because the Earth was already created. So we're in agreement. I'm okay with that. We're in agreement that the Earth is 4.5 billion years old. I didn't say the Earth was created 12,000 years ago. I'm not that one. You got some of us that say that, but I'm not that one. Continue.
Amen.
Verse 5.
Amen. Ecclesiastes 1 and 5. The sun also arises and the sun goeth down and hastens to his place where he arose.
That's the circuit. That's the spear. That's a circle. Woo, woo, woo. They just do that. Right? Once again, Venus is spinning counter, is spinning like a clock. I'm like, whoa, that's time. That's indicative to time. So I'm like, oh my God. So the Lord had in our solar system, a witness of time, Venus. Even though we can't see time, even though we know time is perfect, because it always returns back to a starting point, which is indicative of the fact that the firmament always returns back to its starting point, which only make it a circuit. It's a circuit, which is a word that's derived from circle. Continue.
Verse 6, the wind goeth toward the south and turneth about unto the north. It whirleth about continually, and the wind returneth again according to his service.
Where did he get his law from? Shalom, Israelite, grace and peace. Where did he get his law from? Where? Your Danos. Okay, you got me. You almost got me. All right. But... look, it says this. It says the wind goes around the earth just like it does in Saturn, right? But on Saturn, the wind is moving at 1,200 miles an hour. That's faster than the speed of sound, right? So here on this planet, the wind is doing the same thing, but is returning back to its source. It starts right back at its point again. The wind comes from the west. It goes east and come around. Then we had them hurricanes that have come from the bottom part of the earth. It's still moving east because when you look at hurricanes, they run up that east coast. You don't hear hurricanes up around Lake Erie and Lake Michigan. They move east. It'll come from Mexico, go through the Bahamas, and land in Florida. That's moving east, just like the wind from Canada to the Americas, all the way back around again. It's a circuit as well. It's bound by the law. That's what we read in Isaiah. The law of the Lord is perfect. So, and once again, as we read in the Psalms, he said, the firmament is a witness of, is testifying of God's handiwork. Right? And just like we got through looking up the word circuit, we found out that it also has magnetics, or it's a magnet, which brings forth gravity. I don't know if you, some of us, I haven't been in this in the carnival in a while, but it was this thing called a fast wheel. And what happened is that it spin around so fast and the floor dropped, and you get plastered up against the wall. That's it. That's it. You get plastered up against the wall. You don't fall down because the G-force is keeping you up against the wall. That's a witness of how the firmament is rotating around. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into, which is one of my favorite points of this, Proverbs, right? Because once we read this, we're going back to that Genesis. Proverbs chapter 8 and 22. Proverbs 8 and 22, when you receive it, read.
Amen. Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 22 reads, "The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning or ever the earth was. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water."
Stop. So it says this. It says when there was no depth. So what is depth? Because he said there was none. None. There's no such thing as depth. So when there was no depth, what is it, right? Let's look at that. Depth. It says this. The extent measurement dimensions downward, backwards, and inward. So there was no such thing as up, down, east or west. It was just nothing. Before there was anything that we see now, you know, your phone, your cars, food, television, radios, all that stuff now, before those things was created that we could put our hands on, that we could see, God created nothing to put all those things in, right? So nothing, and I do mean nothing, has to be the most powerful thing in his creation, because it houses everything, even heaven where he dwells. He put heaven in nothing. So heaven is, it's no comprehension of power, of nothing, because you can't get a gauge on nothing. You can't see it, can't touch it, you can't measure it. When he said there was no such thing as nothing, I created nothing. It says the extent, measurement, dimensions downward, backwards, inward, the measurement or sense of distance of an observing point, such as a linear perspective of painting. So there was no point, point A, point B, none of that. None of that. There was no such thing as a circle. None of that. It was just nothing. Right? It says, intensity force. So it comes with power. So nothing has to be more powerful than the firmament, because it actually houses the firmament. It houses heaven. It houses the water that's above the firmament. So nothing has to be the most powerful thing God created. Go figure. Who think of that? Right? Let's look at this a little further. Let's see. Let's go back to the scriptures, okay, and pick it back up at 27. No, pick it up at 24 again. Read that again.
Proverbs chapter 8, verse, you said 20.
Nah, pick it up at 22, because remember now, there was no such thing as the earth, right? So you got to wrap your mind around that. It wasn't no such thing as the earth. No such thing as anything. Everything we see now, it didn't exist. Nothing existed. No planets, no sun, no moon, no stars, no angels. Nothing existed. Are we listening? Nothing existed. Continue.
Proverbs 8 and 22. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning or ever the earth was.
Mm-hmm.
When there was no depth, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forth. While as yet he had not made the earth.
See, it was no such thing as everything you see now. You know, that we take for granted, paper towels, toilet tissue, glass, cups, all the stuff that we take for granted, that we can put our hands on, before those things came in existence, they never was. Because there was no earth to bring them out of. Are we listening?
26. While as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world, when he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the deck.
Stop. Let's look at this word compass. Right? Watch this. It says, a device used to determine geographical directions, usually consisting of a magnetic needle or needles horizontally mounted or suspended in a free to pivot until aligned with the Earth's magnetic field. Duh. When there was no such thing as north, south, east, and west. He put north, south, east, and west on nothing, and it created gravity. It created a magnetic field. 3, 4, 12, 3, 6, 9. He created he bound nothing with north, south, east, and west. The most powerfulest force on the planet, the most powerfulest force in the creation, he bounded with nothing, with a compass. Now, there's no such thing as a compass, so to say, like here, because there was no such thing as anything. It was just nothing. So when he bound nothing with a compass, he didn't bind it with an actual instrument. He bounded by the spirit of a compass because there was nothing to bind anything. It says this. It says, a V shape or describing circles or circular arcs for taking measurements consisting of a pair of rigid end hinged legs. So it says this. It says describing circles or circular arcs. So when he brought depth into a compass, nothing went into a circle. Clockwise. That's why the firmament is doing the same thing. That's why when God said he walk on the circuit, that's why Venus is, and that's why the earth is. Because nothing is doing this. device that describes circles or circular arcs for taking measurements. So nothing had, which was without measurement, was brought into measurement. Nothing that had no measurement, all of a sudden, had measurements. Not measurements that you and I could comprehend, because if the stars are billions of light years away, nothing contained that. If the waters above the firmament that house all them stars that are billions and trillions, nothing is above that. When the heavens was created, nothing housed the heavens that's above that. So we can't put a measurement on heaven, man. God got it because he said it right here. It's a measurement on nothing. But the numeral system of nothing is impossible for us to equate because there's no number in our conversation to give it. Because articulate nothing. It says this, an enclosed line, boundary, a circumference, that is to say, it's going around too. So when he put a compass on north, south, east, and west, when he come past nothing with this, he made it go in a circle. He created gravity with nothing. Now all the planets got gravity. The stars is moving with a gravitational pull. Pleiades is moving with a gravitational pull. Orion is moving with a gravitational pull. Our solar system, the Milky Way, is moving in a gravitational pull. That's why you don't see Pluto shooting off into nothing. You don't see Mars doing this and the moon doing that. Even the moon is revolving around us. I mean, man, we just inside of this giant watch, you know, with old school watch, not a digital, but all with the cogs and all that type of stuff to move the hand, just that one hand. You got all these cogs generating that motion, and that's what's happening. And all of it is called time. So the firmament is, I would say, a conjunction or is in conjunction with time. That makes the firmament eternal. That means that it cannot die. It will never die because the planets in our cosmos will never cease to exist. So it's bound by eternity. The clock of the firmament is eternal. It'll never, ever cease to exist. So the firmament is eternal, immortal, so to say. I can't even call it immortal. That means I would have to make it into an image of a man, and I'm just not that one because we're not going to create anything in the image of man that has this much power. Shalom, Cornell. And it's been a minute. Grace and peace, bro. It says this. It says, an enclosed line, a boundary, or circumference. Let me look that up. Circumference. It says, the boundary line of a circle. Oh, God help us. So when he, according to Solomon, right? Pay attention to Solomon here. Solomon was an astronomer. Solomon told us that God bound nothing and then made it move in a circle. Who think of that? I'm still trying to figure out who think of creating nothing to put something in it. You know, I'm still trying to comprehend that. So, God willing we live, man, if I come up with the first or the second resurrection, that's one of my questions. a boundary line of a circle, a boundary line of an area or object. The firmament is an area. The earth is an object. The universe is an object. Heaven is an object. It says mathematics, once again, mathematics, the boundary of a specific area, a geometric figure, especially of a circle. We don't have a measurement. In fact, let's look at that. I got to read it. I know I read it once before, but we got to read it again. Go to Jeremiah. This will make this scripture so dope, man. I mean, you know. Jeremiah 31 and, you know, because we always want to, you know, when we do Black History Month and all that stuff, we always bring up this scripture to testify to Israel is still, you know, relevant to God. But this conversation is past that. Not to say that, not to take anything from that, this conversation is past. What do you mean? Watch this. I almost want to read that, but I'm not. Let's see. I'm going to go right where it says. Wait a minute. I usually read right past it, but I'm not today. Yeah, 35, 36, 37. Thank you, babe. Watch this. He said, remember that nothing has a measurement. He's going to tell us. Because he said it's bound by a circle, a compass. It's not a physical compass, something that we created. It's something that he called his word. He called it compass. So heaven, nothing is bound by a compass, and it also have a measurement to it. Watch this. Read on.
Jeremiah 31 and 35 reads, thus says the Lord, which giveth the sun for a light by day, and an ordinance of the moon and the stars for a light by night, which divideth the sea when the waves thereof roar. The Lord of hosts is his name. If those ordinances depart from before me, saith the Lord, then the seed of Israel also shall cease from being a nation before me forever.
Man, that scripture is dope, man. Israel is a clock, man. We in there. We locked in. That's true, but not all Israel is Israel, so I wouldn't be too big on trying to, you know, say I got anything to do with that. I'd be just thankful that he even had that kind of mercy, that he's showing us that he has this kind of mercy. Continue.
Amen. 37. Thus saith the Lord, if heaven above can be measured, and the foundations of the earth searched out beneath, I will also cast off all the seed of Israel for all that they have done, saith the Lord.
Look, he said, if thus saith the Lord, if heaven above can be measured. Not this, because this is in front of us. This is the firmament. It's right here. He said, heaven above. What? The water that's above the earth, heaven above the water, if that can be measured, that's mercy. That's mercy to a people that don't deserve it. And I'm a witness because I know I don't deserve it. But that's mercy. That's him. He bigger than us. He said, my ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are higher than yours. When you look at stuff like that, then you realize how much higher his thoughts are above ours, infinitely higher than ours. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go back to that proverb. Amen. go back to that Proverbs chapter 22 and pick it up where we left off at.
Proverbs 22?
No, Proverbs 8.
Proverbs chapter 8.
In fact, no, don't do that. Go to Psalms chapter 148 and 4. In fact, pick it up at the 1. And we're going to leave that there.
Psalms 148 and verse 1 reads, "Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his hosts. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light."
See, all of them is living entities. Once again, when the water left the earth, that water was living waters. He said, a pure river of water, of life. So it gave life to everything. So they have a speech on a God. We just can't articulate it. Just like we can't articulate the beasts of the field conversation on a God, the dolphins and the whales speech on a God, the insects speech on a God, birds speech on a God. We cannot articulate that, but sometimes he'll allow us to hear or pick those things up, that they are talking to God. How do I know? I can read that a donkey actually opened its mouth and spoke to a man. So that's because he saw an angel. That lets me know that he know what an angel is, and he know what to do when he see one. Continue.
Psalms 148 and 3. "Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens."
So why would you worship the sun and the moon? You know, why would you be a sun worshiper, a moon worshiper, things like that, when the Lord said, "Let the sun and the moon give honor unto him"? Because they have a life. They have life to themselves. They spin in objects. Continue.
"Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created."
Continue.
"He hath also established them forever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass."
See, that's what the planets are there for. He said he made them forever and ever. He made a decree that those things are going to exist forever and ever, and they're going to do what they do forever and ever. Continue.
"Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy wind, fulfilling his word."
That's what we're getting into next. That's what we're getting into next, because that comes from the firmament. This right here comes from the firmament. That's the next thing. And that's something that we need to really pay attention to, because it's real, right? These things here, he said, "Praise you the Lord." His what? His fire, inhale, snow, vapor, stormy wind, fulfilling his word. So now we see the firmament is fulfilling his word. So that being said, we're going to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. And we're going to also thank our brothers and sisters that's around the world for their time and energy, for even taking the time out to even hear us. So it says this. Let's see, our brothers that's in the United States, want to say thank you for your time. Want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. Our family that's in Canada, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you, peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. Our family that's in Brazil, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. Peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. Our family that's in the United Kingdom, and that's growing, Ma. Yes, it is. It's growing. It says, and also we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. Peace in the name of Jesus. And our family that's in France, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. And peace in the name of Jesus. Our family that's in Germany, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. And peace in the name of Jesus. Our family that's in Latvia, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. And peace in the name of Jesus. Our family that's in Russia, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. Peace in the name of Jesus. To you and your household, our family that's in Turkey, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and peace in the name of Jesus. We want to say our family that's in China, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and peace in the name of Jesus. Our family that's in South Korea, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and peace in the name of Jesus. Our family that's in Japan, Japan is growing. Our family that's in Japan, welcome, and our new family that's in Japan, welcome. I want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and peace in the name of Jesus. And our family that's in the Philippines, I want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and peace in the name of Jesus. And our family that's in Vietnam, I want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and peace in the name of Jesus. Our family that's in India, oh my God, India is really, really growing. Amen. Praise be to the Lord. It just seems like India's and South Korea is really, really growing by leaps and bounds. In the UK and so forth, and Canada. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you guys for your time. And thank you for constantly, thank you for continuing to tune in. Thank you for your time. We want to say Shabbat Shalom to our family and our new family that's in India. We want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and peace in the name of Jesus. And our family that's in, Vietnam. We want to say it again, Shabbat Shalom to you and peace in the name of Jesus. Our family that's in Japan? Yes, we did. And the Philippines, yes, we did. And our family that's in Indonesia, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and peace in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your time. Thank you for continually tuning in. And our family that's in, Burma. Okay. Our family that's in Egypt, thank you for continually tuning in. Also, peace in the name of Jesus to you as well in your household. Our family that's in Algeria, peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. Our family that's in Ethiopia, thank you for continually tuning in as well. And peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. Our family that's in Uganda, thank you again, and thank you for tuning in. Peace in the name of Jesus as well. Our family that's in Kenya, amen. Thank you for tuning in and continuing to tune in. And peace in the name of Jesus to you as well. And as we go to Australia, we want to say peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household and Shabbat Shalom. Man, thank you for your time and continually tuning in to the radio show as well. And our family that's in New Zealand as well. Wow. Thank you guys for being faithful listeners. And peace to you as well in the name of Jesus. Thank you guys. Thank you for your time. I think I got everyone, if I'm not mistaken. Let me make sure Yes, I did. I got everyone. Yep. And, okay. So, also, let's see. We got, let's go back to, we have a hand up. Okay, hold on. Shabbat Shalom. 424, your line is open. Okay, well.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Grace and peace.
Grace and peace. All right. Welcome back, Carter.
Hey, grace and peace, brother. Appreciate it. You know, grace and peace to the family. I had a couple of complications. Lord willing, I'll be back on track. You know, I was able to listen to some of the lesson. My phone was having problems, but I thank God I was able to hear what I heard. And it made a lot of sense to me. In Psalms 148:1, it says that the psalmist exhorteth the celestial, and then in Psalms 148:7, it talks about the terrestrial and the rational creatures to praise God. So in one, it says, praise ye the Lord, praise ye the Lord from the heavens, praise him in the heights. It says, praise ye him also, his angels, praise ye him, all his hosts. Praise ye him, sun and moon, praise him, all ye stars of light. What I seen in that part about that, about the sun and the moon, is that I had realized that man worships the sun god, Egyptians, and the moon. So I'm going to leave that alone for now. But then he says in Psalm 148:7, he says, praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all deeps. And when I looked at that, when he's saying everything he created from the earth, everything got to give admonition, if I say it right. They got to acknowledge the Lord that he created everything out here. And then in Psalms 148:11, it says, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth. So that means that what I'm looking at, it means that nothing is excluded from what the Lord commanded us to do. So when I look at... So when I looked at this, and I'll be brief. Where was that at? Okay. All right. So it says here. So it's just talking about. It says the creator is. It says the creator is to be remembered in due time. The preacher's care to edify. The fear of God is the chief antidote of vanity. So when I go to, Ecclesiastes 12:1, it reads, it says, remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them, while the sun or the light or the moon or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain. In the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble and the strong men shall bow themselves and the grinders cease because they are few and those that look out of the windows be darkened. So I'm just going to move up a little bit further. Ecclesiastes 12:13 reads, it says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. So from what I learned from that, you know, if we keep God first, we're going to know what time judgment is. We just don't know when the judgment is going to happen. But he's saying fear him and fear him only. Because the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh. So whatever, anything out here, he can remove it easily. So it's a beautiful lesson. Great reading, Sister Rhea. And with that, I close.
Amen, amen. Well, and thank you for the, you know, the comment and, you know, the blessing, man, because that's the idea, is to bring the Father's work into the picture. So, with that being said, we want to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. And as we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters,
Read your Bible.
Amen.
All praise the Most High God.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, please, and things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.
Amen.
Amen.